11. I turn now to the subject of monopoly. Socialism is the system of monopoly. Capitalism is the system of freedom and free competition. As Mises has pointed out, the essential nature-given requirements of human life, such as drinking water, arable land, and the accessible supplies of practically all minerals, are typically available in quantities so great that not all available sources can be exploited. The labor that would be required is not available. It is employed on pieces of land and mineral deposits that are more productive, or in the numerous operations of manufacturing and commerce, where its employment is demonstrated by market prices to be more important than the production of an additional supply of agricultural commodities or minerals. In these conditions, and in the absence of government interference, what is required to enable any producer, or combination of producers, to become the sole supplier of anything, is that the price he charges is too low to make it worthwhile for other potential suppliers to enter the field. The position of sole supplier is secured by lowness of price and is not the basis for imposing a high price. The same essential point applies to cases in which the necessity of investing large sums of capital sharply limits the number of suppliers. Here, a large capital is required in order to achieve low unit costs of production, which are necessary in order to be profitable at low selling prices. Monopoly is actually the result of government intervention. Specifically, it is the reservation of a market or part of a market to one or more suppliers by means of the initiation of physical force, exclusive government franchises, protective tariffs, and licensing laws are examples.